Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Sam Yaakov Shom, Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding in Makas Daf Chof Daled at the end of the Masechta. And the Masechta ends with the story that Rabbi Akiva is going out with his friends and they see Shul Yoytze Mibet Kodesh HaKadoshim. They see a fox coming out from the place of Kodesh HaKadoshim and the friends of Rabbi Akiva start crying. And Rabbi Akiva is laughing. So they ask Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? He tells them, why are you crying? They said, what do you mean? Shul Yoytze Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So answers Rabbi Akiva, that now that he sees the Shul Yoytze Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he sees that that Nevuah was fulfilled, so now he knows that the Nevuah of Ori Deish Huskenius Bechor Yerushalayim will be fulfilled as well, so that's why he's Metzachik. We'll mention here a vort, a mahalach of Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyin, with a Tosefes that I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Peres Zatzal, a few times. L'chor, it's very hard to understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying. His friends are right. We see here a Churban. So he's laughing because he knows there'll be a Geula. But right now, there's a Churban. It's like someone that sees somebody dying and he laughs because he knows there'll be Tchias HaMesim. It will be eventually, but right now, there's a Churban. And also, what does it mean, Rabbi Akiva says, that now that he sees the Churban, so he knows the Nevuah will be Miskayim? Well, he didn't believe in the Nevuah before? And what about his friends? His friends don't believe in the Nevuah, or Yeshua's Kenim, his Kenim, his Bechor, his Ushalayim? So, Tzadik HaKoyin, in his pre-Tzadik on Devorim, Oysud Zayin, he says, the Pshat is like this, Rabbi Akiva is called Tersha Baal Peh. He's the Shoresh Tersha Baal Peh. He's the greatest Tersha Baal Peh. What is the definition of Tersha Baal Peh? It's a chacham who's odif minovi. A novi sees with his eyes, with his spiritual eyes. But a chacham understands midaitoi. So he sees things you can't see on the surface. He sees beyond the surface. What Rabbi Akiva is seeing over here is when you have the churban is not a churban. The churban is a stepping stone to get the geula. That is the beginning of the geula. We'll bring a dugma ledover. The Gemara in Gittin tells us that if Am Yisrael would stay in Eretz Yisrael for too long and not go to Golos, so lubi v'nirshantem, and they would chas Hashem be destroyed. So the Golos was good for Klal Yisrael. We find the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nundalam with Beis that says that when the Goyim came into Beis Kosher Kadoshim, they saw the Kruvim meurim zebezeh. Kruvim were hugging each other and they took it out to make fun of Klal Yisrael. Ask the Ritva, what do you mean? We know that when Am Yisrael is seeing Tzoyin Shlomo Koyim, so then the Kruvim are facing each other. But when Am Yisrael are doing a virus, so Pneim Labayis, they're not facing each other. Here, the Kruvim not only that are facing each other, they're hugging each other. And here it's the time of the Churban when Am Yisrael ain't seeing Tzoyin Shlomo Koyim. So it says the Ritva was a Neis Lero. It was a miracle for something bad. So Rosh Shapiro Zitzal always points out, he says it can't be Neis Lero. That's a tarte disaster. A nes is a gil of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does it mean a nes lero? Kodesh Baruch Hu is kulei toif. Elama, the pshat is, it's a gil of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the toif. The nes lero is toif as well. As the Shem Shmuel explains in Zin Pasha, Zroim, Tafesh, Ayin, Zayim. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes us, puts Am Yisrael in Golus and a Churban, it is the toivah. It is for our own good. It's like a father who's hitting the son. The son feels bad, but it's really for its own good. It's not nachzoriu, says the Shem Shmuel. It's the biggest rachamim, because that's what Gishbuch wants for our own good. When Am Yisrael are going to go, so Gishbuch is punishing us. The Kruvim are meurim zebezeh, the Kruvim are hugging each other, because here you have an express of love. The Gishbuch is loving us. He's bringing us to the ultimate geula that we need to get to. Rabbi Akiva, when he sees the Churban, he's not seeing a Churban. He's seeing the first step of Geula. His Chaveirin, they see the Churban. It's a Churban right now. Of course they believe the Geula will come. But the Geula is not here yet. But Rabbi Akiva sees right now, here is a Geula. Here is a step of Geula. He sees Geula in his eyes. Says Rabbi Akiva, if I would not see the Shul coming out, so it's I know that we believe in the Nevi'im. But I didn't see it in front of my eyes. But when I see the shul going out, Mibet Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's step number one to get to the Geula. So I see the Geula already happening. And the Chaverim understood Rabbi Akiva taught them, and he told him, Akiva Nechamtonu, Akiva Nechamtonu. And maybe this is the way this Masechta ends, because this Masechta is called Maseches Makis. Makis refers obviously to the Malkus, but it refers here to hitting, to when there's a punishment. And it's telling us, how do you treat the punishment? Every punishment is a stepping stone. It's already a redemption. It's already an act of love. It's already an act of nechama. Hadun Aloch, the Shurim of Shom Achshava Nadav or Maseches Makis. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.